Someone had to lose. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Both in Congress for 30 years, Jerry Nadler beats Carolyn Maloney in their Democratic Party primary in New York. In New York's 19th district, Pat Ryan wins a special election to hold a seat for Democrats in a race seen as a sign of the party's improving chances in November. The Democrats' challenger to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has decided in Florida.
It is going to be the man who once was Florida's governor back in the days when he was a Republican. That man is Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist, a career politician who also was a past attorney general. Shortly after 8 o'clock, he joyously greeted his supporters in St. Pete, having won decisively with 60%.
Fox's Phil Keating. Chris beats Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Free, the only Democrat holding statewide office in Florida. A break for student loan borrowers.
President Biden is expected to announce he will cancel up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt per borrower, making $125,000 a year or less. According to the Associated Press, the president also expected to extend the federal student loan payment pause to January.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. It's 6 months today since the Russian invasion of Ukraine and more aid's heading there.
U.S. officials are saying that a new $3 billion aid package is most likely going to be unveiled today to pay to train and equip Ukrainian forces in ways that'll help them for years. The package will reportedly include money for several kinds of drones, too. The U.S. has already given Ukraine nearly $11 billion in military aid since the start of the Biden administration.
Fox's Jill Nato. The actress Anne Heche, her family says, has been cremated and laid to rest in a mausoleum at Hollywood Forever Cemetery. She died 3 weeks ago, 53 years old, after crashing her car into a home in L.A. Her spot is near Mickey Rooney's, facing a lake where Burt Reynolds' remains are. Movies and concerts are also held at that cemetery. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal judge rules Cleveland State University violated a student's Fourth Amendment right to privacy.
The lawsuit was filed last year by Aaron Ogletree, who said the pandemic forced him during Cleveland State University's 2021 spring semester to take classes online to protect the health of his family members. He said he initially protested, but scanned his room before the chemistry test, fearing he would get a failing grade if he didn't. The judge ordered Ogletree's attorney and attorneys for the school to meet to determine what the next step should be. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
An Italian man returns from a vacation in Spain with a trifecta of diseases.
That man is now recovering after contracting COVID-19, monkeypox, and HIV during that ill-fated trip. Doctors say the 36-year-old man developed a fever, headache, sore throat, fatigue, and groin inflammation during the five-day getaway. He first tested positive for COVID and started breaking out in blisters. But tests came back positive for monkeypox, and a test for HIV found he was positive for that as well. The unusual case spotlighted in the Journal of Infection. It's an example that doctors say illustrates how the similar symptoms in all three diseases can overlap.
Fox's Sue Guzman. Sean Connery's personal James Bond Aston Martin DB5 sells for more than $2 million.
Connery purchased the 1964 DB5 in 2018, just 2 years before he died at the age of 90. The car was in excellent condition, but it was black when Connery bought it, so he had it repainted snow shadow gray to match the ones he drove as 007. The car had a pre-auction estimate of about $1.5 million, but sold for nearly $1 million more at auction. auction, a portion of the proceeds going to Conry's charity. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Stock futures are flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, and I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.